Hi, this is Mortain. I've got more book reviews from the archives. The first one is The Bondswoman's Narrative by Hannah Kraft, edited by Henry Louis Gates, Jr. Synopsis. Possibly the first American novel written by a black person and a slave, almost certainly the first written by a black woman. This is the story of a black slave woman who learns to read and write and goes on a series of perilous adventures in her quest for... Well, it's never clear what she wants, although freedom and religious freedom are both quite clearly goals for her. I downloaded this from Audible.com to honor Black History Month in February. It took me until mid-April to finish listening to it. Not that it's a very long novel, but that it was just so hard to stay engaged. The good. The book is historically significant, and there are certain literary choices that the author made that are quite sophisticated for the time period, even ignoring her station as a slave. The voice is fairly consistent throughout the novel, which is good, because it's the only thing that really is. The bad. It jumps around a lot. Really, there are so many plots and sub-stories in this novel, it became impossible to know who was speaking and about which narrative. The description on Audible.com's website only scratched the surface of how this story would meander all over the place. This jumping around is one reason I hadn't finished the book. It was one I probably should have just deleted from the iPod. The ugly. Proselytizing is never a good thing in my reading, and this book is no exception. Alone, though, and get to the heart of my dislike. As with so many books of the same time period, this one makes the exact same error of assuming everything is as it appears to be. Even the duplicitous have some outward sign that indicates they will not be the good guys. Every good person in the story is opposed to slavery, and they are also religious and good-looking. Every bad person believes not only in slavery, but also in sexual degradation of female slaves. Though never explicitly stated, this theme is very much present throughout the novel, and the reader knows what peril the narrator is in. Every slaver is irreligious, and yet we know this is simply not true. There is no ambiguity of character, no complexity. In short, every character is as stereotypical as you can possibly make them. Grade. C-, wait for videos. Seriously, fine if you get nothing much else or if you need it for a class, but it's not worth a rereading. The second one that I read, number one, Ladies Detective Agency. I shouldn't say read, this is the next review, by Alexander McCall Smith. Synopsis. And I'm going to apologize in advance because I have a hard time with the African names. Precious Remotswe is an observant, intelligent woman who opens a detective agency and becomes Botswana's first and only female private eye. The good. This book is so sweet it'll make you just smile while reading. Point, what exactly is charming about it? Except that it is charming. It may simply be that the novel looks at Botswana from the inside out without all the exoticism you might get from a more distinctly Western perspective. The bad. There are a few places where the charm turns to an almost facile direction. In a way, the story is not about solving mysteries. Many times the culprit is obvious, the primary suspect is the criminal. If you like mysteries that are a bit more complex, if unrealistic, then those segments will certainly leave you yawning. The ugly. I'm not alone in my criticism that the segments are too disjointed. This reads less like a single narrative and more like a series of short stories, connected to each other by the main protagonist. This is fine, but you want to know going in that there is no single thread of narrative that you'll be following here. Great. B. Strong recommendation, well written with some flaws or predictability that makes it less fun to read. Having read this book, I would buy the sequels. I'm going to actually go over the next one that I reviewed, which is The Gunslinger, because I think I'm going to do all the Dark Tower reviews in one post, guys. I was deeply affected by the Dark Tower series, and I think it would be better to just review them all at the same time. So the next one from the archives, and this will be the last one for today, is The Alienist by... I downloaded this as an Audible.com book. Synopsis. A mystery suspense novel set in the late 19th century before forensic science was the exacting discipline it is today. A serial killer is loose in New York City, preying on young, exploited male prostitutes. The good. This book built the pace slowly, exploring the evidence of the crimes and the intricate details with rich and almost loving detail. Yeah, some of those details will squick a gentler reader, but the novel draws you into this world. Carr is at first an historian, then a novelist, and it shows. The bad. I found it difficult to get into the observer-narrator, which is the device car used in this novel. The narrator, John Moore, is a youngish reporter with a bit of an attraction for wild elements in New York. The title character, the alienist, is Dr. Kreisler, and he's the one who carries the narrator's focus through the novel. Personally, I prefer to see a greater range of depth in the protagonist than this novel provided, but there was a tremendous range of secondary and two-dimensional characters to make up for it. Ugly. There's not much ugly writing in this novel, though the story itself can be quite grim. Perhaps my biggest complaint is the very ending, the epilogue. I generally have little use for prologues and epilogues, except as a means of bridging between multiple books in a series, which this one is not. Grade, A-. Highly recommended. Well written, or such great ideas you can't resist. Incredibly well written. I haven't read enough mysteries set in this time period to become bored or disillusioned by them. I should also add that more than 2 years later, I'm still looking for and hoping that Kit Carr will write a sequel to The Alienist, although I know that that's probably ugly. Anyway, that's our book reviews for today. I guess it's March 27th, and I hope you enjoyed them and keep listening.